But it's just sitting there idling. It's not giving me enough, I don't think, neither does Colin, for it to get the cooling done. So of course then you got on the gas, and then you've got it, you know, test it over on the electric side too, if you want to make sure it's working both ways. Yeah, another one is the plumbing. You know, especially if you're in an area upstate New York like this, you've got the probability of freezing copper lines, and then you got leaks from that also. You got to be aware of if someone doesn't winterize it correctly. We're getting to that time of the season for the winterizing, and a lot of people will be doing that.
Well, what would you guys say is the proper way to winterize a trailer?
The first season up here, I didn't do it right, and it blew out my water heater. It cost me about I had to get a new. Blew out the whole tank when I got it down to North Carolina when I got recalled by the Marines.
Hooked it up,
and yeah, I had a major leak. Blowing out the lines is number one, correct, Colin?
Yeah, that's the way we do it. You know, you can pump antifreeze throughout the system. It certainly works. I don't trust that. I like there to be no water in there. So what we do is we go around to every faucet and open up the cold line and then close it and then open up the hot line. And then we blow air up the faucet so it goes down through the lines always to the lowest point. Because we found underneath vanities and whatnot where people have done repairs and they've put a loop in the copper line, which basically creates a trap, so that will cause the pipes to freeze there. There's oftentimes where pipes have been replaced, they end up with low points that are actually below where the drains are, so the water would drip back and collect in there. So if you blow everything out from every direction with all the drains open, that's worked well for us.
Is there a certain amount of air pressure people should use?
Well, we just use it off our compressor here at the plant, but you know, you can buy what they call a small air pig, which are quite cheap at, you know, auto parts stores, that you can fill up at the gas station, and it'll give you, you know, it's, I don't know, 10 gallons of air, basically. And you can pressurize those up to 90 pounds, and you just put a little air gun on there, and you just need a shot. We put a rag or something around the faucet area, so when you put a shot of air in, it actually puts the air into the pipes as opposed to just blowing it all around the edges. But just shots of air from all different directions until literally every drain just stops dripping.
I'm really glad Rob brought this up, especially this time of year. It's a real important thing people can do for their trailers. And hopefully they can follow some of this advice and keep their trailer plumbing good all winter long. I know for me, I first heard of GSM Vehicles through their association with Airstream Life magazine and their work on Vintage Thunder. Can you tell us how that relationship began?
Well, I guess I was reading on one of the websites, there was a whole background on the first issue of Airstream Life, and I thought that, you know, I'd get a subscription. I was kind of scratching my head on whether this is going to be another cheesy magazine that didn't really answer any of the issues that I wanted answered. And I read several very good write-ups, feedback about the magazine, so I ordered a subscription, and when I got my first issue, I read through it, and I found it was really great publication. And I read about Vintage Thunder, and I'd heard about it on the different lists and whatnot. And I called Rich Luhr to see if, first of all, find out about advertising in the magazine, and second of all, to see if we could offer some sort of sponsorship for the Vintage Thunder, because I knew, you know, he was going to need something from different people, and we felt that we could certainly offer him some help there. So I called Rich, and strange it may seem, the Vintage Thunder was actually in Florida at the time, but he had his Caravelle here in Vermont. And he brought that over the next week, and we started doing a lot of work on that as well and discovered all kinds of nightmares that he didn't realize. So that's really
how... the stuff we're talking about today.
Exactly. And
completely.
You know, what happened was that, you know, he had all kinds of symptoms that, you know, he had been speaking to people about, but nobody could really give him a straight answer as to what was causing these things. And once we started